The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, yesterday, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, ruled out finishing the school term on Friday, December the 18th, a full week ahead of Christmas Day. The due date for schools to finish is Tuesday the 22nd. Now, she did say unless public health advice has changed, but there's also some pressure coming on from at least one of the teachers' unions. Martin Majorum from the Teachers' Union of Ireland joins us. Now, you've called for what you've described as a morale-boosting early Christmas break for schools after a nine-month struggle through COVID-19. Why so?
Good evening, Matt. This has been an extraordinarily stressed time for the whole school system, and I think the entire school community has felt the difficulties through this, as have so many of your listeners across all different walks of life. But just in terms of the school system, we think that it would be helpful, and that's why we put forward the suggestion to bring forward the start of the Christmas holidays, to give a little bit of extra time, a little bit of extra space to the system, because we are conscious of just how much stress and strain has been on everybody in it. And if I could mention one group, for instance, that's been maybe particularly under pressure, our school principals haven't really had a break since March. Many of them had their longed-for midterm break torpedoed then by the mix-up with regards to the sanitising equipment. So they and everybody else really in the system, I think, might benefit from some extra time, some extra space. And we are putting it forward with a view to just being helpful to the whole community.
Okay, Jen Hogan, as an author, parent and columnist with the Irish Times, what do you make of that?
I wouldn't be in favour of that at all. I spoke to an awful lot of parents about this yesterday or last night when the rumours started circulating, and there just seemed to be mixed opinion on whether or not they think it's a good idea, with, I suppose, the majority slightly leaning in favour of leaving things as is normal. I mean, I think there's a few different things to consider there. I think the kids have had enough disruption at this stage. You know, I don't think it's 2 days that they don't need off. You know, there's no reason for it, unless, as Norma Foley said, the public health advice changes, but there's no reason to take those 2 days away, because none of us know what's around the corner. None of us knows personally, collectively, what situations we'll be looking at as we go into the new year, and we could find that we'll need time further down the road because somebody's been a close contact, and so they'll have to come out of school and isolate then, or COVID gets into the household. So there could be all sorts of reasons that children may need to miss school in the future. There's no need here at the moment. There's also the working parents to consider. We, like parents everywhere, have had to, it's been a hugely stressful year for them too. And I include teachers, of course, are working parents too. And nobody views school as childcare. Nobody does. That's not the argument. But it would be naive to, I suppose, not accept that parents work around the days and hours that children are due to be in school, and that they work their working hours around that. So if we take those 2 days away, once again, parents are going to have to try to find a solution, possibly take annual leave that's already under stress, because we've had to take a lot of leave already this year. You know, we're focused on working around the school year, and if we move the goalposts now, it's going to make life more difficult. There is one other big concern that I've had, or that I have, it hasn't been suggested by Martin, but I have heard it mentioned several times over the course of the day, about 7 days and how it would give a better lead-in. And a lot of parents have talked about this to me and said, we could have an extra 7 days before we go to see granny or before we go to see a vulnerable relative. And this means we're safer. And you can't do a bit of a quarantine. That's not the public health advice. So I'd be very concerned about that sort of message that seems to be getting out there, filtering into the general community, into parenting communities, and this kind of ideal. I do understand we all have to make our own personal decisions based on our individual circumstances. And there are some parents who have already said that they will take their children out of school early to facilitate seeing grandparents if they're allowed, or vulnerable relatives. But I don't think that should be imposed on all families. That's where, I suppose, individual responsibility has to take place.
Okay, listener here says, schools are not a childminding service. The pupils and staff are exhausted. If you persist, no good will come. In fact, things will only get worse. But Martin, it's only actually, it's no more extra days than the children at primary level and secondary level would normally do in a school year. Effectively, you would be reducing the length of the school year, wouldn't you? And the work that they would do in those days would have to be made up at another stage. Although there are other teachers saying there'd be damn all work done on that Monday or Tuesday.
It's a day and a half when it certainly would be difficult to introduce new material. And traditionally, those days would have been pretty much devoted to extracurricular activities in and around Christmas. So we think the impact educationally would be relatively small. We do take the point that Jen has made, certainly with regards to impact on parents. We certainly are aware of that. But look, this has come up through our structures, through branch meetings and into the committee that considers this centrally then, and was viewed as a way to give a little bit of slack to a very stressed system. And I do take Jen's point with regards to 7 days. We do know the incubation period is 14 days. There's a possibility that stretching the break well beyond 14 days might help somebody who's required to isolate and so on to visit family members that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. So there is an aspect there, but it's not one that we're stressing over much. It's more the stresses and strains that have been on the system, and what your texter fed in there, just the difficulties that everybody in the school community has faced in what has been a very unusual year.
Okay, but there are listeners, and I'll use this one question from a listener in Limerick, which sums up a lot of questions coming in. In what way are teachers more special than other frontline workers, such as nurses, retailers, distributors? When will they be thankful for the guaranteed jobs they have and be happy to fulfil the role? Because I think there are, and this is a lot of people coming in, Martin, saying like, the teachers were the first to be working from home, out of harm's way, and they're back. And fortunately, we haven't had many instances of COVID-19 in our schools. So why is it that the teachers should get what people are seeing as preferential treatment compared to other frontline workers?
We certainly wouldn't view ourselves as special compared to other frontline workers, particularly not those working in the health sector. That's not where we're coming from. I've shared platforms on numerous occasions with representatives from other public sector unions, including nursing unions. So it's not the way we view things. We're not setting ourselves up as different, and we would certainly support anything that could be put in place to help other workers who are feeling the stresses and strains of this. Teachers have put in significant work. We did take on new work in terms of the remote teaching between March and June, the calculated grades, and very new circumstances, entirely changed circumstances in our classrooms and our schools. Totally new teaching methods that we have to use. The classrooms are stripped back to the paint. Many of the resources that we would have had built up over years no longer available to us. So all of that has changed the environment, and we are not setting ourselves up as special by any means, but we are bringing forward what we think is a helpful suggestion to give the school community a little bit of extra leeway over the holidays and come back recharged and better able to face the new year.
Okay, this listener here, Martin, says, I'm a secondary school teacher. Could I suggest that the schools do close on Friday, December 18th, but return 2 days earlier on Monday, January 4th, instead of Wednesday, January the 2nd? Therefore, no tuition days would be lost out by students. There would be no extra days off for students or teachers. And that would then also provide the week before Christmas for people perhaps to self-isolate.
Well, again, I don't want to get into giving public health advice from a position of not having the knowledge, but I don't think the self-isolation for a week is necessarily the key argument there. There is an extra weekend built into that suggestion. We can see that, and that might be somewhat helpful. But look, we put forward our suggestion. I think that it is with the minister now. I think the minister has not shown any particular willingness to support it, but we have certainly put it forward, and that's on the back, as I've said, of members bringing it up at branch meetings and it feeding its way through our structures as something to put forward in what we think is a constructive and helpful way.
listener here says, why is everyone so against teachers? I don't think everyone is against teachers. I think there's an enormous respect for teachers. Anyone who has children in school has respect. Some teachers are better than others, but there's a general overall respect. Last word to you, Jen Hogan, on this.
I mean, that's actually something that I agree with there. I think this is in danger of bringing kind of a negative image of teachers again. I've had a lot of teachers who are parents contact me, and they're actually very upset about the suggestion. They said that they weren't consulted on this. They're very happy to continue to work until the 22nd of December. And we have become a nation where we're divided, where there's teachers and everybody else. And it's not helpful for anyone, because there is tremendous respect and regard. And I think we all hugely appreciate the huge efforts that our schools and principals and teachers and SNAs and sectors and everybody in the school community has done to keep our children safe and to get our children back to school. Just one last thing. There is that argument on the day and a half that there wouldn't be much education or much of the curriculum covered. I've always argued that school is about more than education. This will be a great time for boosting morale, and kids have had a difficult year. You know, it's that opportunity to build up towards the Christmas excitement. They're due to be in school anyway. I know they can't do the likes of the nativity shows and other different things, but we're an incredibly creative bunch. Teachers have been creative and inspirational all along. I'm sure they can come up with some great ideas and just continue. It's slightly different to last year and previous years, but still have that Christmas build up in that day and a half. And if it's only a day and a half, they may as well go to school.
Thank you very much, Jen Hogan, for being with us. Martin Majorum of the TUI as well for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.